Palimpsest, a poem in five parts for two voices.
Number one, I'm from here.
The fastest way to change your perspective
is to change your location.
I moved to a place I had never lived and never knew I could live, but here I am.
I moved back to a place I had lived and thought I never wanted to live again, but here I am.
I'm from here.
I'm from here.
Being from someplace means not just settling on the land,
but living with the land,
feeling the subtle workings of the land on you,
instead of just bending the land to your will.
You have to know a place deeply to be naturalized to it.
You have to lift up the land and its people to belong to it.
Lifting up the land and its people is our highest calling.
The deep reciprocity that renews the world.
To know this place we are now from, we read and studied.
Met people and heard their stories.
Tried to make artwork out of how it all makes us feel.
Not to judge, not to resist, but to link scattered fragments.
To link us to a rich past.
Full of the breath of life.
Full of malice, stupidity, blunders, enormous kindness.
Full of generosity, violence, stumbling, transcendence.
All the beauty, all the bloodshed.
To see the whole picture is to renew the world.
And all the history is my history.
I just didn't know it.
When I try to change the system,
I also am the system.
Welcome to here, there, and everywhere.
Welcome to here, there, and everywhere. Number two, walk a mile in my shoes.
It sounds so easy, walk a mile in my shoes.
But are you really ready to walk that mile? Can your body hold my shape as you move?
Can you walk where I would walk? No tripping and no shortcuts.
Radical empathy is not a walk in the park. We stumble, drag each other, fall.
But because we are bound together, we persist.
Lifting our bound hands in celebration when we reach the mile mark. Number three, one wild and precious life.
One summer day, a poet asked a grasshopper who was eating sugar from her hand,
"Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"
What the poet really wants to know is, "Tell me, what else should I have done?"
And what I want to know is, "What will I do with my one wild and precious life?"
Tell me, grasshopper.
Tell me,
what is it I can do
with my one wild and precious life?
To live with loving kindness.
To enjoy and give back to the earth.
I can only say I have found my way back here, returning home again for the first time.
I can only say I have found my way back here, knowing the place for the first time. Number four, limits of vision.
Sheep, goats, and birds of prey can see behind them to find food or escape predators. Humans can't.
It's no wonder looking to the past can be difficult. We are oriented toward where we're going, not toward where we've been.
Without history, we can't know we are repeating old stories.
Without history, we can't know we were there.
And are back again.
With a chance to know the place for the first time.
When I think about return, I think of a poet who took a life in a terrible accident.
"I felt my own bones wrench from my body," he said.
Years later, he looked for his missing bones at the river,
to find that they had become a bridge arching toward the other shore.
Poets look for the grace in imperfect histories.
For bridges.
for the fragments that rejoin and leap into the distance.
Another poet of the imperfect wrote a famous chorus.
Ring the bells that can still ring. Forget your perfect offering.
There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Number 5, palimpsest.
Consider, the air mixes so continuously and thoroughly
that with each inhale, we take in the breath of all who ever lived.
Sinners and saints.
Birds and beasts.
The very earth.
The living past and the living present.
We breathe history.
And history breathes us.
Through our breath, we are living palimpsests.
Canvases reused, but holding within them traces of every painting that went before.
Palimpsests once had to be torn apart to see beneath their surface.
But today's high-tech scanners bring past and present together.
Nothing lost.
Everything gained.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
The past is in us.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Breathe in the beauty and the bloodshed.
Breathe out compassion and loving kindness.
Let us respire and aspire to find the bridge of bones.
The place of pain that arches toward another shore.
To the place we call home.
The place we call home.
I'm from here.
I'm from here.